Now, on Tuesday, Fianna Fáil will select its candidate to enter the presidential election. Former Dublin football manager Jim Gavin, who has the backing of several cabinet ministers and the party leader, is favourite to become the candidate. MEP Billy Kelleher is also seeking the nomination. Last week, Fine Gael selected Heather Humphreys as its candidate, and independent TD Catherine Connolly also has the required support to enter the contest. Candidates interested in becoming president can also seek a nomination from four local authorities. And tomorrow, 12 hopefuls will address Kerry County Council seeking a nomination for the presidency. They are William P. Allen, Nick Delahanty, Charlotte Keenan, Dr. Dunica McGowan, Councillor Kieran McCarthy, Lorna McCormack, Keith McRory, Walter Ryan Purcell, Gareth Sheridan, Dr. Cora Stack, Maria Steen and Gerben Unk. There's no Bob Geldof, no Peter Casey and no Conor McGregor on that list. We're joined now by the Cathaoirleach of Kerry County Council, Fine Gael Councillor Michael Foley. Councillor Foley, good afternoon and welcome to the programme.
Good afternoon. Thank you for asking me to come on the programme.
So you've 12 candidates coming before the council tomorrow afternoon seeking a nomination. What's going to happen?
Yeah, it starts at 1:30 tomorrow. Each candidate will get 5 minutes to make a presentation to the 33 councillors. And after that, then there'll be 10 minutes of question and answers if the councillors wish to ask the potential candidates anything.
Have you verified that all of the candidates coming before you are in fact real people and eligible for the presidency? Because I know you started out with a much longer list than the 12, didn't you?
That's right. There was 20 made contact with the council, and another candidate actually contacted myself directly yesterday evening, but they won't be available on tomorrow. But each of the 20 contact was made by them, by the officials in the council, and they had to verify that they were eligible to run for presidency, like that they're over 35 years of age, and they had to prove that they had Irish citizenship, and they had to send on their passport, a copy of it for identification.
And who was the candidate that contacted you directly?
Peter Casey.
Oh, so Peter Casey is on the list then, is he?
He's not available for personal reasons tomorrow.
Okay, but he did make contact with you to see if there was an opportunity for him.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's interesting. So they all give their pitch tomorrow. What happens then?
What happens then is that we'll take on board everything that they said, and the following Monday is our monthly meeting. And then we'll make a decision, is will Kerry County Council nominate someone for the presidency? That's when the decision will be made then on the 15th, Monday the 15th.
All right. And what are councillors hoping to hear tomorrow? What do you think would convince members of Kerry County Council to back a candidate?
I suppose what they stand for and why they should be considered as president. You know, some of the candidates, a lot of them never stood in an election before. I suppose what made them think that, you know, they never stood for the council, they never stood for a general election. So what makes them stand out to be the president? What they stand for, what they believe the role of the president is. So, you know, like a lot of the candidates I just heard myself, they make out that they can do something about housing, you know, of all the other issues, which they can't. I've just wanted to do that, realise that. And I've no doubt the councillors tomorrow will ask them all those type of questions.
And you yourself, you're a Fine Gael councillor, and your own party leadership, your own party leader, Simon Harris, has asked Fine Gael councillors not to support any other candidates other than the Fine Gael candidate, Heather Humphreys. Mm-hmm. Will Fine Gael members of Kerry County Council be abiding then by that request?
We will, of course, because look, in Kerry County Council, we have six Fine Gael councillors. There's 27 other councillors. So the people coming in tomorrow has to convince those 27 to support them. Like, there's many votes we take in Kerry County Council. You know, some votes are open to vote whichever way we like, and a lot of them are whipped. That's a part of being involved with a political party, and that goes with the rules, and that's it.
And will you be actively then voting against nominating other candidates, or will it be a case that you simply would abstain?
No, I won't be voting. I'll be voting against any candidate.
You'll be voting against. And yeah. what do you say then to the candidates, the independent candidates who will be coming before the Kerry County Council tomorrow, who say that that is really an anti-democratic stance for a party to close off the council route to other candidates, especially when we have a history in recent presidential elections of selecting candidates through the council route?
Well, as a party, we have made a decision. So there's only 6 Fine Gael councillors on Kerry County Council. There is 27 other councillors. So we don't hold a majority. So it is open for every candidate to come in to convince those other 27.
Right. But you don't think it's anti-democratic then for your party to block a candidate from progressing?
I'll give you an example. If I go before a convention, Fine Gael convention, those people inside in that room that's entitled to vote, that won't be voting for me. So I'm in there, and I'd have to convince the rest of the members to vote for me. So that's a part of politics.
You have your minds made up for you, though, in this case, by the party leadership.
I wouldn't say that. I had my mind made up before this directive came out.
All right. Listen, thank you very much for speaking with us today, Cathaoirleach of Kerry County Council, Fine Gael councillor Michael Foley.